recording.
Oh. Sorry. Oh, that's really judgy. Oh. Sorry. That was like your mum.
Oh.
Oh. Okay. Do I have food on my mouth?
No. Oh, go here. I don't know if it's food.
Is it a spot?
Oh, okay, then no. I was like, is that a kimchi jang?
Is that kimchi or is it?
About this week, Katie?
We are talking about everything about ourselves that make us pick-me's.
How pick-me are we?
Not very, but I definitely have some pick-me traits.
Oh, 100%.
So it would be a fun idea to discuss them all. I think I'll have more than you.
Do you want to define what pick-me is? Because I've been asking people for inspiration on what their pick-me traits are to see if I can steal their pick-me traits. But a lot of people didn't actually know what pick-me was.
So the definition of pick-me that I've assumed based on TikTok videos is typically a girl who showcases her attributes that will appeal to men more. For example, well, there's kind of two types. There's like the typical one is like, oh my God, I love burgers and pints. And I'm not like other girls. I think that's the key.
That's the summary line.
I'm not like other girls. So like kind of the judgmental attitude towards things that are considered typically feminine. And then kind of wanting the approval of men more than the approval of women.
Yes.
Obviously there are other genders, but that's typically what I've seen.
Yeah, agreed. Agreed 100%. The point that speaks to me the most is the appealing to men part.
Mm.
Okay, so do you want to start?
I've actually got quite a few.
I have a few.
That I think if I talked about all the time would make me a pick-me, and I do. So.
Okay.
So my first one, I think is the most obvious, is that I'm a gamer girly.
Gamer girly!
But is that the most pick-me thing about my gaming is that I only really play PS1 and PS2 games.
Oh.
So when I talk about my gaming, it gives the men typically a chance to get all nostalgic about it as well. Because I can talk about, like, Tony Hawk Pro Skater 2 is probably my favourite game. But to in like, a really detailed, specific way that I think is quite like, look at me.
Yeah, like, I know as much as you.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, 100%. And I think, obviously, gaming isn't exclusive to men, but I think it's typically been perceived as a bit more of a masculine hobby, but I don't think that's the case at all.
Yeah.
But that is just a typical, like, oh my God, gamer girl.
Oh, gamer girly.
That is me. What's your first one?
My first one is loving cars. Not the film. The vehicle.
Love Lightning McQueen.
And this is, I'm not an enthusiast by any means. I just think I like cars probably more than the average woman. In the sense that, like, I care about the size of an engine, I care about the features of a car, I always want to know, like, what model someone has bought a car of. I don't read Auto Trader Mag, like, that's quite extreme levels in my opinion. Like, my dad was an Auto Trader man, and then he, like, collected sports cars and stuff. But I am somewhat of an enthusiast of cars.
See, I think that's cool.
Oh.
But I also, I wonder whether my brain typically associates that with coolness because it's not typically associated with women.
Yeah, yeah.
However, the only other person I know who really loves cars is also a woman.
Who's that?
Joanna.
Oh, whoa.
She loves cars. She loves old-fashioned cars. She loves the cars? F1. Oh, yeah, so does Lydia's husband. But the people who I would associate that with are probably you and Joanna, both women.
Oh, bringing it back to the girlies.
The girlies.
Yours?
I think I have quite a laddish sense of humour.
Yeah, and I really like it, actually.
I think I will always go to the extreme of the joke. I'm a little bit stuck in that era of, I think, probably about 2010, where the kind of vibe was like, if you think of something funny, say it, even if it's shocking. And that is very much kind of my sense of humour. I love making people laugh. I love going, like you always say, I've got quite an extreme sense of humour.
Yeah, I love it.
But I'm also, I don't know, I think it's not necessarily inappropriate, but I I make men laugh a lot, and I think it's because it's not...
match their humour.
Yeah. I make men laugh. See, even saying that makes me feel sick. I make men laugh a lot. Please pick me. Oh, God, this is horrible.
Oh, my God, maybe mine aren't that pick me at all. But anyway, let's see.
God. Okay, what's your next one?
Okay, my next one is, and we've spoken about this before, is I don't care whether the toilet seat is up or down. Because you know how a lot of women are like, the toilet seat must be down, how annoying. I'm like... but men have to put it up to piss, and then you have to put it down to wee. So, like, let's just make it equal and, like, just put it down if you need to piss.
Agree. I don't get why it's why the default is down.
Yeah.
And I think it might be because you poo and pee. People without penises poo and pee sitting down.
Oh, my God,
and then
God,
people
yeah.
with penises can poo sitting down. But the so if there's four ways...
75% is sat down.
Yeah. And so maybe that's why, because the majority of toilet use is sat down.
That's a really good point.
But no, that doesn't work. You could also pee sitting down if you've got a dick.
But... you can though.
Mm.
And there have been times as well where I have like rushed to the loo because I'm despo, and then I've sat down and the toilet seat wasn't down because I just didn't look properly. So my bad, but also like in that instance, I am like, ugh, wish someone put the toilet seat down.
But also it's not... it's not genocide, is it? Like, I don't really understand why people are like, oh my God, you need to put the toilet seat... oh God, I'm doing it. That was such a fucking feminine impression. Oh my God.
Oh, shit.
But I just don't get why it's a big issue. No. I think that is probably the most pick me thing about us, because I genuinely am on the side of men. With only that, though. Just put the toilet seat down. It's not a big deal.
What's your next one?
I think my film taste is quite masculine.
What's your favourite film?
Goodfellas.
I've never seen it.
It's a gangster film.
No, because you've said some really funny things about films in the past, which make me think otherwise. Like when you were like, oh, Chicken Run is a feminist movie.
That's true. I do also love Chicken Run.
And then also when you were like, Chicken Run is better than Pulp Fiction or whatever you said once.
Which
I have never seen Pulp Fiction, but I would agree hard with.
I've seen Pulp Fiction, and I do quite like most Quentin Tarantino films, but I hate Pulp Fiction.
Mm.
But I think I have a lot of interest in, so like Martin Scorsese, Kubrick, Tarantino as directors who are quite typically associated with like masculine films.
I see.
Lots of violence, lots of crime, I guess. And me and my brother, I think the thing we talk about most is films because... we have a lot in common, like our film taste. And then he always takes a piss out of like his partner being like, well, she only likes Legally Blonde. And I feel almost weirdly validated when I'm like, I like better films than that. But I don't know whether it's like a gender thing or a pick me thing or whether I just like good films.
That to me sounds like more of a like film snob thing rather than a...
yeah.
Because I have the same when I'm like, I only like art house cinema. And I obviously don't only like art house cinema, but nowadays if I watch a film, like I'm more likely to have seen Past Lives than I would have any other Hollywood film, basically.
Rice cooker.
It's so funny because it's the opposite. Oh my God, shut up.
Does it stop?
At some point.
Yay.
It's so the opposite in my household where like chick flicks are like the reigning title of films in our house. So at Christmas we always talk about like we watched what's that film, John Tucker Must Die, for example.
I love
on Christmas
that film.
Yeah, so good, right? And also my brother grew up with three older sisters, so...
well, I've started taking a slightly different approach to film where instead of being like, is it, I don't know, good, like how do you define good, I guess, and I've tried to change my definition of what a good film is, and now it's purely my enjoyment of it.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter if it's like well written, well directed, the composition of the whatever you want to talk about.
Yeah.
It's just, did I enjoy watching it?
Yeah.
Mine's, and if I did, then it's a good film.
Mine's if it made me feel.
Mm.
Next
one.
My next one is long hair looks better on me. I have gone for the short bob in my COVID era where I just snipped it off, and I think the only reason I thought it looked good, and I know loads of people have said still that it looks good, but I look at it and I'm like, what the fuck was I thinking? Like, I will never have short hair ever again. Like, I look disgusting, I think. And I honestly, like, my hair is already quite long. I want it to be longer. I love long hair. I love long hair, and I know that's what the male gaze wants, and I don't give a fuck. I think it looks nice on me.
I agree. You look better with long hair.
Thank you.
But I... See, this is where the pick me thing gets confusing.
Yeah.
Because, yes, male gaze, long hair, but then also, I'm not like other girls because I've got short hair.
Oh, yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Yeah. So which one is more pick me?
True.
To appeal to the male gaze or to be win so the different. Other girls because you're different.
And actually, that's a really good point. Like, you're right. There's two definitions of pick me. Mm. Those who just want to be different from other girls. That doesn't necessarily mean appealing to men. And then those who are just straight up appealing to men. I think there are two types.
Appealing in different ways. Like, yeah. One is like, all my friends are boys. I don't get on with girls. And then there's one that's like, I want all men to fancy me.
That's
definitely the one I more am.
I am right now with my long hair.
Used to be anyway.
What's your next one?
I can hold a conversation about football.
Okay. I've never heard it. Not that I don't believe it, but I don't have proof. It's
very specific though. So if ever anybody talks about football, I'm genuinely quite interested because my dad was really into football, my brother's really into football, and my mum is quite into football. So it's quite a, like, I can actually, like, I've got the kind of historical context knowing a bit more about football. However, I do not care for it. Yeah. So I don't want to enter a conversation about it. But if I'm stuck in one, I can make references to things that are relevant to the conversation. But the thing that I can talk most confidently about is, like, the golden years of Arsenal, which was kind of like late 90s, early noughties.
Oh.
So I will do anything in my power to revert the conversation there.
Yeah.
But because I know about that, it makes me sound like I know more than I do.
100%.
So if anybody then is like, oh yeah, and now, and like mention, I don't know, Arteta or someone, I'm like, I don't who? Follow football now. Yeah. So I don't know who you're talking about.
You know what? I'm the opposite in that I play dumb with football. I'm like, I don't know shit about football.
Mm.
And then I'll talk about Liverpool from 2010 to 2015 because I similarly followed it.
Mm.
And like, I could write Luis Suarez's biography, honestly. I know so much. And then there was one time, so Max, who I sit next to in work, loves Liverpool. And I was like, oh, like, who's playing now? And then I would talk about like Steven Gerrard. And I was like, oh, do you think that like him leaving like changed the trajectory of like Liverpool's success in the later years?
God.
And then I started talking about Luis Suarez and everyone was like, how do you know so much about this? Why do you love Luis Suarez? I think he's so cute.
Oh, that's how I feel about Dennis Bergkamp.
I don't know who that is.
He was in the Wonder Years.
Oh.
Not the band. Okay, what's your next one?
I often don't wear foundation or concealer and I brag about it.
Yeah, it's quite pick me.
Yeah. I just have good skin.
Yeah, but also I don't think you're doing it for pick me purposes.
No. I'm doing it for look at my skin purposes.
Yes.
Yeah. Look at how healthy I am.
Look purposes. How hydrated I am. Yeah. It's not, it's definitely not pick me, but that without context, it does
pick
count, I'm afraid.
And often, you know what? A lot of these things are pick me without context, pick me. Yeah. Okay, yours.
I actually genuinely do love pints and burgers. But in the way that, do you know the Gone Girl speech?
No.
I can relate to like a lot of that speech. And it's essentially like about girls who play games and drink pints and eat hot dogs and love anal. Don't love anal. And like, oh, the cool girl who the guy always wants, but she's still pretty.
Right.
But she does all of this like laddie stuff, essentially.
I see.
And it is a bit of a piss take. Like,
yeah, sure.
Ugh, not like other girls. But a lot of people often take the piss out of that speech and I'm like, I think I relate to some of this. Oh my God. But I think it's the mixture of like still being feminine while doing typically laddish stuff.
Definitely.
But, just love burgers.
I cannot relate because
you're not a big burger fan, are you?
I'm really not a big burger fan. I would always, and controversial, it's because of my specificity with bread, is I would rather have a naked burger than have a burger with a bun.
Oh.
Yeah.
I like a veggie burger, brioche bun, has to be plastic cheese.
Oh, yeah.
I don't
yeah.
want cheddar on a
no,
burger.
Fuck that. I don't want it to melt.
No.
God, no.
No, exactly. Me and Max went for dinner once. And we got...
Max Fry.
Yeah, and we ordered from a restaurant that served, like, his burgers. And it came with vegan Gouda on it, but it wasn't melted. And Max was like, they didn't melt the cheese. And I was like, I'm pleased.
Yeah, because otherwise, like, the cheese just gets everywhere.
Yeah.
And then you don't get even bites.
And you get it
all
over your lips.
Oh, I'm with you there.
Yeah.
I'm with you, sister.
I think that might be contrary, though.
Yeah, probably.
Mm.
My next one is that I hate wearing skirts and dresses.
Yes. Quite pick me.
I do own skirts and dresses, and I will wear them. I would just always rather trousers or jeans or shorts.
Do we blame the suffragettes for that as well? I think that was a different campaigner, wasn't it, when we were allowed to wear trousers?
Oh, yeah, that's a really good point. It was the opposite, right?
Yeah.
But I just think it's comfier. Bustle. I have more freedom wearing trousers and shorts than I do a skirt and a
dress.
Yeah.
I think I'm a healthy mix, but I think that's right to be pick me out of context.
Definitely.
Because it's like, oh, I don't want to wear it. But agree, sister. So what's your next one?
My next one is that I'm not a nail girly. I hate, not hate, hate strong, but I don't ever get my nails done. I like my nails short. Like, I just don't really care for them. The way that I care for them is eating well enough that my nails are strong. Otherwise, I'm like, nah, give me short nails, give me clean nails. Not clean as in, like...
clean girl.
Yeah.
You encapsulate quite well that trend on TikTok that's like, being high maintenance so that I can be low maintenance.
Yeah. Oh my God.
Like, basically just setting future you up for success. If you do it with skincare, so that you don't need to wear as much makeup because your skin's fresh.
Fresh.
And having strong nails, you probably do it with other things I'm not aware of.
Probably somehow, yeah.
But I wish I was a nail girly, but I bite my nails.
Oh,
so at the moment, I'm trying to grow them out. They look dirty because I had some mirror nail varnish on them, but they're not. But they are getting longer. Stop biting. And then eventually I will be a nail girly.
Do you take vitamin B supplements?
Nope.
Maybe you should for stronger nails.
Is it for hair as well?
Yeah.
Okay, I'll do that. Thank you. Oh! Kimchi!
Okay, yours.
Okay, I don't actually know if this is pick me or not.
We'll decide.
I love The Simpsons. And always talk about it.
Hard to know. I think maybe the always talking about it is quite pick me. But I similarly love The Simpsons. Nowhere near as much as you. Haven't watched it in ages, but it was like so monumental in my childhood. And then there was one time where I was in West Wales with Lou and Moona, and I know they'll listen to this. Where this, we were like...
I think we might have discussed this before.
Yeah, they were taking... We just didn't know what to watch on TV. And like, Liv was like, oh, we'll watch this. And I was like, nah. And then Moona would be like, oh, let's watch this. And then Liv would be like, nah. And then I'd be like, oh, The Simpsons. Like... everyone loves The Simpsons. And they were like, they were both like, oh, I hate The Simpsons. And I was like, what the actual F? I've never known anyone to hate The Simpsons
before. Nor have I.
But they don't like The Simpsons.
My mum hates it, but that's just because it's always on at home.
Oh, I see.
I think, I don't know, I just think it can appeal to everyone.
I thought that too, yeah. And I just think it's so funny. It's just so funny. Social commentary. Did I tell you about my Christian friend that I had when I was in primary school?
Were they not allowed to watch The Simpsons?
Yeah. And then you know when it was on 6 p.m, that one BBC Two every day? I remember it was on at 6 p.m. and I like ran downstairs to ask. Well, firstly I asked her, my friend, if I was allowed. She was like, oh, I'll ask my mum.
Aww.
So then I had to go down and ask her mum. And mum was like, no, sorry. I was like, oh, get a grip.
Aww. Now that we are in our late 20s, we have freedom to watch The Simpsons.
And I have chosen not to for some reason.
Fine. What's your next one?
My next one is, you know, I don't know if you're on gym talk at all, or just like you get
sometimes
gym videos. I'm, even though I don't have an ass, I'm one of those people that I will wear a baggy t-shirt, but I'll tuck it into my sports bra. So that, like, you know, you can then see, like, the ass. But these are the reasons that I do. And the reason I said this is you wouldn't initially think pick me, but I spoke to Steph, who you met at Reading Festival, about it. And she used to, like, be well into the gym. And she was like, that's such a pick me trait. And I was like, I do that. But the reason I do it is because, one, to show off my back tattoo.
Yeah.
And two, it's just a bit more airy. And when I'm sweating, I mean, I don't sweat, but when I'm, like, quite warm from working out, it's quite nice to get a bit of breeze on the back.
You sound like Prince Andrew. I don't sweat. I don't think that's that pick me, you know?
It's gym, it's pick me.
Out of context, it is.
Yeah.
But it's not as pick me as the leggings that your ass eats. Not your ass, one's ass. You know the ones that like ruche in the butt crack?
Oh, yeah, to make it look like you've got a big ass.
But they normally do have amazing asses.
Yeah.
And they just accentuate it.
Yeah.
But I like. I can't think of any other reason to wear them other than look at my ass, which is absolutely fine.
Did you ever see that video of somebody wearing one of those and then they did a squat and then the leggings snapped?
Look at my bare ass now. Oh my God. Yeah, I actually bought some. That's why I'm allowed to criticise, because I'm in the club. And I have no ass. I have less of an ass than you do. And it's like flat Taylor Swift. And I was like, maybe if I buy these leggings, I will have an ass.
Did you?
No! It wouldn't, to the point where the leggings wouldn't even eat my, my ass wouldn't even eat the leggings. They just sort of like sat on top. Like,
oh my God.
Oh God. Oh so dear. Fair play oh to the dear. Girls who do wear them and look yeah, brilliant.
They must have an ass already.
Yeah, and they probably worked for it, so fair play. But
I've got one more.
Go on.
I don't wear bras.
Oh, that should be on my list. I wear...
Do you not wear bras?
No, either. But I wear things like this, like Calvin Klein.
Oh, crop. Fair. I don't even wear those.
Oh my God, cheeky.
I just don't really have boobs, so I don't need to wear bras.
Yeah, fair. Yeah. I think if I had smaller boobs, I wouldn't even wear this. But yeah. I look like...
That's true, you got big boobs.
Big boobs,
big
Gail.
Big boob girly. Do you have any more pick me traits?
Sometimes I say phrases like legend, mate, and innit. But I think that's just being a bit of a chav.
Apparently you're not allowed to say chav anymore.
Oh, what if I am one though?
Oh, I don't know, but you're not.
I was growing up.
Oh, I don't know, actually.
Okay, cultural appropriation. Okay, well, I'm from around the area where people say things like this.
Fair enough.
I say in it to be like, I agree so much.
Yeah, that's why I say it. Yeah.
So it's like whenever you and I type in it to each other, it's always in capitals.
In it!
But that was it, really. That's all I can think of. What okay. are your not pick me traits?
I have three. These are my most three unpick me traits. So even though I said that I often don't wear foundation or concealer, I love doing my hair and makeup.
Mm.
Love wearing makeup. Love doing my hair. Love exploring different hairstyles. Love buying new makeup and trying it. I love it. Absolutely love it. Makes me feel good.
Yeah, agree.
Because I'm insecure. Hee hee.
So my first one is quite similar. I actually do get upset if I break a nail.
Oh.
Like, I am one of those people that's like, oh my God, I broke a nail.
Oh.
And that's because I'm growing my nails and I used to bite them.
Oh, yeah.
Or I have fake ones on. And so I genuinely can empathise with women, typically, when they are upset about breaking a nail, because I also get upset and I don't care if that makes me look like a stupid little girl.
I used to get upset when I had less strong nails, but it was because then it was, this is me again being control freak slash particular person. If I had one nail shorter than the others, I would just really be able to like feel the difference and it would just bother me so much.
So would you cut the other ones if you break one of them? Maybe I should do that now then.
Oh yeah, that could
Because this
help.
One's really short.
It will strengthen them, I assume.
Yeah, okay. What is your next one?
You can relate to this, and I'm sure everyone else can too. I bloody love goss. Everyone loves goss. Everyone's like, no, I don't gossip, blah, blah. You love it. Everyone loves it. And you just don't call it goss because you're a misogynist.
Yeah, like people, whenever I say at work, anyone got any goss? Everyone's like, no. 2 minutes later, oh my God, so?
Yeah.
And they're like, well, I'm just sharing news. I'm like, that is goss. You're just afraid to say that you're gossip.
Exactly. Goss to me is anything remotely interesting happening to anybody you know.
Yeah, I don't even need to know them.
Yeah.
I just need the scandal.
Better if you don't know them.
Yeah, because then I don't have to get involved.
My friend Georgia in work, she loves goss as well. And she's always like, have you heard the most recent celeb goss? And then she'll talk to me about like who Paul Mescal's dating or something.
But this is why I've started watching Made in Chelsea again, so that we can goss about Made in Chelsea.
Oh, I love it. Yours?
Men typically despise me.
Is that true?
Men who aren't feminists typically despise me because I basically enjoy making sexists squirm. And I think that, like, I don't really want men to like me unless they are on the same wavelength or, like, woke or whatever word you want to use. And so, which often leads to me challenging men and then them thinking I'm a feminazi.
That's
and I
really,
don't mind that.
That's interesting because I have not necessarily seen that of because we don't really hang around with non-feminist men. But because in your job, you speak to a lot of old men and I imagine that they probably, like, If you say something like that, they'd be like, oh, she's a bit of a firecracker, you know? You know that kind of vibe?
Different at work, because I'm much more polite when I disagree with people.
Okay.
I make a lot of inappropriate jokes with, like, businessmen who definitely wouldn't vote the same way I do or whose views aren't aligned. And I can tell they get uncomfortable when they go, like, yep. But I'm talking more like if this happens all the time, if like Josh and I are in the pub or I'm at a gig or something. So recently, I'll give you an example. This guy came up to us and was talking about he wants to make t-shirts with his logo on so that women wear them and their tits are basically advertising space. And I was like, wait, did you just tell me, a woman, that you're going to use women's bodies to advertise your shitty little logo? And he was like, oh, you ain't one of those feminists. Like, I know you. You don't look like one of them. And I was like, you've just met me in the pub because you spoke to me when we weren't trying to engage in a conversation with you.
Oh, my God.
And, like, it's just the instant click of, like, you're not one of those women who, I don't know, have fucking boundaries and self-respect. And how far you drop in their estimations when they figure out you are one of those people.
Yeah.
And that happens... not all the time, but it's happened a lot of times.
I can imagine that, yeah. See, men don't like me. Well, white men don't like me because I'm Asian. But two, because I don't talk to them.
Mm.
I actually just try not to talk to people.
I need to do that because I'm like, oh, I'll be polite. I love chatting to strangers, love finding things out. And then I instantly regret it. And then, bang.
Yeah. If they talk to me, I will sense the vibe within the first few sentences and then go from there.
Last one.
Most, I would say like 80% of my friends, maybe even 85% of my friends are girls.
Oh, yeah, I didn't think about ratios. I think all of my friends are girls, apart from Max, James. I think all of my close friends are women, apart from a few. Oh, I think Jack's up there, actually.
Oh, yeah, Jack,
I like Jack a lot.
Yeah. I don't know, I think you have more than you...
close friends, though.
Okay, I'm talking all friends. Anyone that I would class as a friend. Yeah.
Yeah, okay, I'm probably the same, 80.
Yeah, 80.
80%?
Yeah.
Yeah, they're the best.
Yeah, love.
My last one is I just am like other girls.
Yeah, me too. Yeah,
and I really like that.
Yeah.
I think I can have much better conversations with women who I first meet than men.
Always.
And can relate to them on like a much deeper level.
Agree.
And I really love being like other girls. And I definitely didn't used to see that as a compliment. Obviously, a lot of internal misogyny when we were younger. But now I'm like, yes. I love being like other women, and I love doing things that might be stupid to other people but are just special and nice and girly.
Yeah.
And get over it.
See, I always, because of internalized misogyny, wanted to have more guy friends than girls and like be that kind of person. Mm. But like, I just don't have it. Like, my personality is so female.
Yeah.
That I just can't be friends with guys. I could be friends with guys who are like similarly to me, sensitive, like talking about feelings, but they are seemingly rare.
Well, I think it's nice now that there are maybe not fewer expectations of men's masculinity, but definitely we talk about it more, so that we are aware that the expectation on all genders is unfair and there basically shouldn't be any. But now that we've got friends, most of our male friends, I would do with them what I would do with my female friends.
Yeah, agree.
Like, go on cute coffee dates, maybe go and do like some painting.
Agree,
like,
yeah.
Go for a nice lunch, brunch, whatever. Like, all of our male friends wouldn't find any of that like boring or uncool because they can hold an interesting conversation.
Yeah, definitely.
So...
and I get what I want out of conversation from them as well.
Mm,
like, for example, like Mike, Min's husband. I love him. I love him so much. But there's like, if I tried to talk to him about my feelings, he'd just be like, you know, I'd be like, oh, I'm really anxious. Be like, just don't be. And it's not because of like him being insensitive. He just can't relate. He can't relate to anxiety. And he really thinks that things are just that simple, which is so beautiful in some ways, like thinking that life, or, you know, seeing life as like black and white or like whatever. But I just have things running through my head all the fucking time.
Yeah. And also, like, some people are just less comfortable talking about feelings.
Yeah.
Josh is the best partner I've ever had and is so supportive. But... He sometimes struggles when, like, he knows me so well, but even when I'm like, here are the complexities of all of my 37 feelings that I'm feeling right now, he's like, okay. Obviously, he's better than that. But I can tell that one of my female friends would definitely be able to relate more.
Yeah.
Even though he's obviously doing everything he can. So I think there's just something really special about female friendship and womanhood.
Mm.
And that's good. And I'm like so proud of that now. And whenever I speak to like my non-binary friends about gender, I'm always like, I just know I'm a woman because I feel really connected to it.
Death.
Not necessarily femininity, but my own womanhood.
Yeah, yeah.
I love it. It's so powerful.
Agreed, sister.
Love it so much.
Sisters
are doing it for themselves. And one more time. No, it can't be us. Oh.
Thank God.
The fear in your eyes.